I had a car accident in May 2004. I was just coming up through a gully and lost the back end of the vehicle coming around the corner. And the vehicle went over once and then spun over about three or four times. And I ended up pinned underneath the vehicle by my legs. I ended up losing both of my legs, so I guess I'm classed as a bilateral amputee. So the left leg is above knee high. I only have 4 centimetres on my femur, and my right leg, I still have my knee, so I'm a below knee amputee on the right side. The thing that keeps me going is that I'm still
That's
alive.
Shona Muckett from Mergen talking in December 2013. The Mergen community rallied behind Shona, raising money to help her walk again. Almost a year and a half later, I caught up with Shona yesterday on her 36th birthday at her home in Mergen.
The first day that I was looking to get up on the legs for the first time, I went over to physio at the hospital at Macquarie University in Sydney. I knew that Munjed was operating that day and that he would be there. My prosthetist, Barry Leach, came from the Gold Coast to do everything with the legs. Mum and Quinn were both there. So went into the gym and there were parallel bars. Barry fitted me up with the legs and stood for the first time. I have stood up before, so it wasn't new for me to stand back up, but it was very new for me to walk with prosthetics that weren't like a cover around the skin on my legs. So the feeling was actually very different to what I, you know, have had walked with previously. There was no pain around the legs on the skin. I had no pain actually in the bones or any of the metal or anything like that that were in my legs. So it was a really comfortable feeling actually. Munjed was at the end of the bars and he had his phone, so he was recording. Mum was recording. Everyone was there watching. I did, I guess, about 6 or 7 laps of the parallel bars, I suppose. And to that point, I was fine. I was going really well. I still didn't have any pain. I was just walking up and down the bars and it was okay. And then at the end, because Munjed's such a busy man and he was operating that day, he came over to me and he just gave me this big hug. And that was the moment that I broke down. It was just so overwhelming to know that it had worked. And I think it was as big a shock for him as what it was for me, and it was definitely an emotional moment for all of us. I guess really we didn't know whether it was going to work or not, so yeah, I had a few tears, and you know, a couple of moments where it was just really surreal.
And I was going to ask you that, was it anything like what you remember walking like, or was it a totally new experience?
I think it was a totally new experience because you walked very differently with prosthetics to how you would walk normally with legs. The way I describe it is that I have bolts sticking out of my legs. So it's just a cylinder at the end of the tip of both of my legs. And there's a little, I guess, rod that goes from the end to the bolt. And I get the prosthetic, I slip it on, and that is like a... They're like pins, I suppose. They don't look like legs. They look more like a robot leg. I do have a foot and a shoe, but the rest of it looks metal and very disjointed in some areas. So I slip that over the end of the bolt and then I tie up two pins, I suppose, with an Allen key.
Operations, including a hip replacement, bone grafting and the osteointegration implants, saw Shona, her son and family making trips from Mergen to Sydney for the specialised surgery. For Shona, it's an ongoing process of rehab and recovery. Different parts of her body need to adjust to her new legs, and there have been infections since the surgery. Shona bides her time between her wheelchair and new legs, supported by crutches. Medication helps her manage ongoing pain. Happy birthday, Shona. I know you're going out to dinner.
I am. I'm going out to dinner with my family tonight, and they do a really good steak here at the RSL, so I think that'll be what I'll be having tonight. And I've had a really great day, and it's really special that it's about a year since the story was done last time, and I'm so grateful to everyone for following it and for still supporting me through my Facebook page and my website. And hopefully I can do everyone proud as I keep going, you know, every day in the future.